أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. Still with regard to the side of the various things that Allah Ta'ala had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam with, that Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with, there are a few other aspects also. For quite a few days we have been discussing the various items which the Mufassireen have mentioned, and according to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is also the 30 ayats which are in the Quran Sharif, which are in the various surahs that Allah Ta'ala had explained. Previously we had explained about the 10 qualities which Allah Ta'ala had mentioned, and today another 10 qualities in Suratul Ahzab, that is in the beginning of the 22nd Sufara, Allah Ta'ala has explained 10 great qualities of the believers, and these were also amongst those which Allah Ta'ala had given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tested him with regard to that. From them is the ayats which are innal muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, etc. So the first thing is about Islam, innal muslimina wal muslimat. And here is one particular occasion when in all these 10 qualities Allah specifically referred to the females also. Otherwise, generally in the Quran Sharif, the females are included when Allah addresses the males, and they are included in there. But this is one occasion where Allah particularly addressed them in every quality also. So Allah says, "Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat," those Muslim men and Muslim women. So this is a great quality also, and we also have to see that we develop this quality of submission to Allah Ta'ala. In all our matters, our private lives, our public lives, every matter that we submit to the will of Allah, Allah is most superior, most high, and His commands are also most superior and most high. Then the next quality, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, the quality of iman. That is to do with the heart and the conviction that the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the great qudrat, that all this what we see around us, it is the command of Allah Ta'ala, and we are in existence by the command of Allah, and the greatest proof of the existence of Allah is we ourselves. That who brought us into existence, and every detail of ours, our eyes, our ears, our brains, heart, everything, who gave it? Nobody, not even our parents, no scientists, nobody. It is only Allah Ta'ala. Wal qanitina wal qanitat, and those people who humble themselves for Allah, that is another very great quality. The minute the reality of iman comes into a person, that person becomes humble in front of Allah totally, that he will make ruku, sajda, he won't have any reservation. In fact, he will feel it is honor that he humbles himself to lift up his hands in front of Allah and to beg Allah. He will feel it is honor. He won't feel it that it is a disgrace that I must be begging from somebody. And then he will have humility in him for other people also. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ, and those people who are the truthful people. That is another very great quality also, of truthfulness in everything. In our words also we are truthful, in our promises also, agreements that we make also, in all our matters. When we enter into a marriage relationship, we get married, then also we honor that relationship, and we are truthful in there also. Any business deal that we make also, in everything that the truthfulness is there. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ, and those people who make sabr. This is another very great quality, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed in all these tests, and he has taught us. And sabr in all the time in our lives, we have to make sabr also. Stay away from guna is also sabr. And to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala is also sabr. And if any difficulty comes unto us, then at that time also we make sabr. Whatever difficulties we have come, we understand it is from Allah, and Allah knows our condition much more better than what we know ourselves. And Allah has sent whatever condition which is only good for us, and we accept it. And if we don't accept it, there is no way that we can do anything about it. What Allah has decreed, we can't escape it. It's going to happen. And wise it is also, logically also, that a person accepts it wholeheartedly. He will feel much more contented also. And of course, the rewards from Allah are very, very great for those who make sabr. وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ And those people who have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That is another very important quality also that must be developed, that we must not become bold, na'uzu billah, in front of Allah. In all our matters, we must humble, we must have the fear of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ And those people who give sadaqah and charity, that is another very great quality. We should all make it a habit that on a daily basis we give some charity. Even if it is 1 rand to somebody, even 50 cents, whatever it is, but on a daily basis we should give charity. Charity saves a person from a bad death. Charity guarantees a good death. The difficulties and hardships which have come, charity removes them. And other difficulties and hardships which are on their way, charity stops them and blocks them. So charity, sadaqah, is a very great thing. Wherever we can, we should try and give some sadaqah also. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ And those who fast for Allah Ta'ala. Roza is also a very great quality, and Ramadan is farad, that we should keep, but we should try our best not to confine it to Ramadan, but we should try and keep Monday, Thursday rozas. We should try and keep 3 rozas every month. All these have got great, great value. And other very special occasions during the year, Muharram, Ashura, the day of Barat, 15th of Shaban, or other occasions, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the 9 days, and then the 6 rozas of Shawwal, etc. All these also a person should try and keep them. There are great, great benefits in that also. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ And those men and women who look after their private parts, that is, they don't use it in any haram whatsoever, any adultery, fornication, masturbation, anything like that, they don't use their private parts in any haram. And as from the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we learned also that to make the khatna, the sunnat, what we call the circumcision, is like putting the seal of Allah Ta'ala there, and now it is sealed. It cannot be used for haram. It should be only used in the halal way, what Allah has made halal, that is fully permissible, but we should not be used in any haram way whatsoever. So, وَالْحَافِذِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِذَاتِ And then the last part, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ And those men and women who remember Allah, and only of the 10 qualities, yeah, Allah used the word kathira, that is in abundance. All the other 9 qualities which are so great qualities, but Allah did not say in abundance a lot of it. But for dhikr, Allah Ta'ala said a lot of it. So we should, and we on the other hand, unfortunately, we hardly make any dhikr of Allah. Whereas the zikr of Allah, we should be making the most, a lot of Allah Ta'ala zikr. And this, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had explained, it is as though, like a person has got a very beautiful garden. He's got wonderful roses there, wonderful daffodils, wonderful all other flowers, plants, etc. What great, great features in that garden of His. And it is lush and green throughout the year, even during winter and autumn. It is lush and green. And somebody asks him, how do you have such a wonderful garden? He says, I've got lot of water, plenty water, and a very good quality water. And I've got a very good irrigation system also. It waters my garden also properly everything. That is the dhikr of Allah that keeps that whole garden beautiful. So all the beautiful flowers of Iman and Islam and fasting and charity and looking after one's private parts, all this will be kept in order if we make the dhikr of Allah, and we make a lot of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah, but the quality also must be very good. The quantity also. And we must apply it also all the time. Then we will get this great benefit. So there are great, great lessons for us to learn from all these qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and in which he had passed 100%. And through his sadqa and the perfection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we are blessed with it. We should appreciate it. And we should honor it and bring it fully into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept from us. Subhanallah.